This is Chad Green here at the Saturday Light Brigade Studios, and we're talking with a group of students here, all participants of the Fairchild Challenge run by Phipps Conservatory. We're going to be talking about their particular challenge and what they had produced for it. But first, let's introduce you all to our participants here, starting on the left side with you.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I am 12.
And what school do you go to?
Washington.
Very good. Nice to meet you. And next in line here?
I'm Maggie. I'm 12. I go to Washington School District.
And we'll slide that mic
over. Hi, my name is Nick.
And how old are you, Nick?
11.
Good to meet you.
I'm Sophia.
Sophia, and how old are you?
11.
Hi, I'm Julia, and I'm 11 years old.
Hello, my name's Anthony. I'm also 11 years old.
I'm Courtney, and I'm also 11.
Nice to meet you, Courtney.
I'm Savannah, and I'm 12.
Good to meet you, Savannah. Now let's talk a little bit about your particular challenge. What was the challenge that you had to think through and create something for?
We had to create an app, and we had to either have them encourage healthier lifestyles or have them learn about nature.
Did you select between one or the other?
We could do one at the minimum, but we decided as a group to do two of the three.
All right, Savannah, so what's the name of this app?
The name of the app is Garden on the Go.
What's the process like for doing that? Where do you start when creating an app?
Well, first it was app in which we take pictures of plants and then you learn something about it and take a quiz. But we expanded on that idea and implemented a virtual garden, so you would take a picture or scan the plant and you would read some facts about that plant and then take a quiz, and then if you got most of the answers right out of three, then you'd get the plant.
It sounds to me like this app has people going outside and exploring their surroundings, taking a photo of particular plants or herbs and learning more about them. So in the app development process, what kind of challenges did you face?
We had a lot of screens, and because we decided we were gonna draw them out for like each screen, most of us were assigned a certain screen or two, and I had the virtual garden and the sprouts page.
Did you find that kind of work fun?
Yeah. I like to draw because when I'm bored, I do that.
Great.
It was hard to come up with a concept because there was a lot of different apps out there already that were addressing this subject. So we had to find out some way to prove that this wasn't done before.
Are there specific aspects of your app that makes it unique when comparing these apps to other apps?
Well, we had a lot of different features in our app, so that's kind of what made it different from a lot of different things. And we figured out that it wasn't done already before because we went on the US patent website and we searched up all of the different names, and so then we knew that if it wasn't patented, it wasn't a thing already.
And we also looked around at like on the App Store and read some descriptions on apps that we thought might be similar, and there was none that came up that were similar.
You definitely put a lot of thought and research into development. What are some other requirements that were from the app?
We had to create an essay and write an essay, and I was the one to write the essay. So we had to write an essay about the app and its functionalities and the other aspects of it.
Did you find anything that you wanted to include in the app that would educate people about some of the problems such as pollution?
One of the things that we found was that in the Pacific Ocean there's a giant garbage patch that all of the garbage from the beaches and all accumulated into this big patch of garbage, which is over a mile wide, I think. Over the years, it just has accumulated, and that's a big radius of garbage.
Is that something you were able to include in the app that you developed?
I don't think we quite got it in. I'm sure that if the app were actually made, then it could be expanded upon, and maybe if you lived in a beach area, you could hear about that.
Any other environmental challenges that you were able to find?
Well, we actually had an aspect in which we created trivia, kind of, where you could decide which part of nature you would like, and then you could compete against friends or family, and then you could pick what you would like to learn about, and then you would learn about it, and then you would answer questions, and whoever answered questions the most correctly, that would give you a reward in return.
Any other things that you would want to mention? How has this process of building an app made you more perceptive or responsive to the environment around you?
It made me notice what we need to address and what an app dedicated to nature should do. So I started thinking about what I should do, and I started trying to developing the app kind of in my brain. So it kind of makes me more aware of nature.
I think the app helped me want to know more about the plants around me, because the plant that we used was a common plant that you see almost everywhere, but it had some really cool facts about it that I didn't really know. And so it makes me kind of want to know more about different plants that I see every day.
Wait, so we found this plant that was called a bull thistle, and I didn't even know that plant existed. And then when we started researching it, I found some cool facts, it actually grows best along roadsides and places where it could maybe be dirty and stuff, and it said around toxic places. And I didn't know that plants really could grow up in those areas, because it doesn't seem like they'd be able to if it's unhealthy.
It sounds like you've learned a bit about resilient plants that show up even in between the cracks of concrete or in areas that might have been polluted in the past. Thank you all for talking a bit more about the app that you had developed, in part for the Phipps Fairchild Challenge. You are all very creative and explorative individuals. So glad to hear that you are all honored for this particular work that you've done, and that you've all learned something out of that too.